Okay. Get my gavel out, make it official. And good afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Island County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is March 7th, 2022, just after 1 p.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number ZAA130/21, a request for approval of a site-specific rezone to change the zoning designation of a 23-acre parcel at 6098 Max Wilton Road, currently split zoned as both rural and commercial agriculture, to the entire parcel would ultimately be rural agricultural under the zoning code. So my name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal would comply with the specific requirements for approval of a site-specific rezone under the municipal code, which is basically in section 1703-220 of the Island County Code. And then I ultimately make a recommendation on rezones, and it's the County Board of Commissioners that has the final authority to approve a rezone request one way or the other. So to that end, I received four exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by county staff, the initial application materials themselves, site data for the proposal, as well as some notice materials. So I'll go ahead and admit those four exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because if there were an appeal ultimately related to this proposal, the audio recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits, would serve as the foundation for that appeal. Finally, the order we typically follow, and I believe we're going to follow today, is first I'll hear from county staff, who will give an overview and sort of describe the review process that occurred with the county that brought us to the hearing today. Then we'll move to our applicant to see if they have any additional information. They'd like to ensure that myself and members of the public here before I make any decision on the proposal. And then we'll see if there are any members of the public interested in participating. So far, I do not believe we have any members of the public that have joined the meeting, but we'll check in again a little bit later to see if that has changed. And if so, members of the public would have an opportunity to testify. And then if appropriate at the end, we'd turn it back to the applicant and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So I thank everyone for being here. With that, I'll go ahead and get county staff sworn in. So Mr. Lanyard, thank you for being here. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I so swear.
Great. Could you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording and explain your role here at the county?
Sure. John Lanier, L-A-N-I-E-R, Johns, J-O-H-N. Senior long-range planner with Island County Planning and Community Development. And I will be kind of explaining the overview and review process for this permit for the hearing examiner.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so the applicant and property owner, Susanna Dalzell, requested a site-specific rezone of the said parcel, R32922-482-0160, also known as 6098 Max Wilton Road, Clinton, Washington. The subject parcel is dual zoned as a rural and commercial agricultural, and the idea of the project is to rezone that into a single zone of rural agriculture. It's a 23-acre parcel with a single-family residence. It's accessed by Max Wilton Road, a local road in the county functional classification. And it's surrounded by rurally zoned parcels with the exception of one commercial agricultural parcel to the north. It's my understanding, this happened before I was here, that the applicant approached the county and said, "Hey, I have this dual zoned parcel. You know, what can we do with this?" And then the county said, the most expedient and easiest way to create a single zoned parcel out of this would be for you to apply for a zoning amendment application," which they then did. They got together their reports. The wetland report is a big deal on this one because we have a stream going through, and also some wetland buffer considerations. Not a large deal for rezoning. If we were splitting it up into smaller parcels, we'd want to make sure that those were all buildable, so that'd be very important. It is also a big part of kind of proving that it would be difficult to make good commercial use out of this land, agriculture-wise. So we've processed this. This was public noticed. Before we even got it, the applicant held a community meeting and had a. I do not recall off the top of my head if they had a pre-application conference. Those are typical with the Type 3. They had the community meeting. They applied. We have processed, made sure it's met the various county codes, and as the applicant stated, it does more closely align with rural agriculture than a commercial agriculture in our county code, the definitions. We've written this up and recommended approval on this. It makes sense. We try not to have dual zone parcels, and this one, it's a good candidate for the rezone because yeah, the areas outside of the wetland impacts are pretty small. It would be difficult to, do any sort of agricultural occupations or operations in such a small area. And there was nothing really here that stood out as problematic with the code. Everything aligned to the code. It met all the different stipulations, land use, application was all correct. The subject parcel meets the new design criteria for rural agricultural, so that's why we decided to recommend approval.
Okay, did that conclude your opening remarks, Mr. Lanier?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I do have sort of several process questions for county staff. I guess first, clearly I do have information on the notice of application, which occurred way back in, I think, May of 2021. But could you describe the process that occurred to notify the public of today's hearing? And further, can we ensure that we add those materials to the record?
Yes.
Ms. Shaddy, is this something you wanted to speak to?
Yes, Your Honor. I just wanted to clarify.
I'll swear you in if we're going to do it this way, okay? So, do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
And
So my name is Virginia Shaddy.
could you
Last name
spell
is
it?
spelled as Shaddy. And I, as to the question that you asked, Mr. Lanier, the public notice was sent to the paper a week ago for notification for the public to participate. It was also posted on the hearing examiner's website, which included the link and a call-in number for the public. I can provide that information to the hearing examiner if you'd like as well.
Okay, so public notice you said was sent a week ago. Does that mean it was mailed to property owners, adjacent.
No, it was published in the Whidbey News Time, which is the legal newspaper for Island County.
Okay, published a week ago and posted on the Hearing Examiner's website with an explanation of how the public can participate. So let's make that Exhibit 5. And question for either of you, but would that then satisfy the notice that would be required under the county code? Mm-hmm.
That is correct. It's a minimum of 7 to 10 business days or days to be posted for the public, and that meets the requirement.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Addy. Okay, so then that was the notice issue in terms of the hearing today. So we'll get those materials added as an additional exhibit, Exhibit 5. And then in terms of sort of process, looking through the materials, the information that was published explained that the optional process for SEPA, the State Environmental Policy Act, would be used. So essentially, county staff notice of the application was provided back in May, said, you know, we've reviewed the project. We are under the impression that, you know, it won't have significant adverse environmental impacts such that an EIS would be required. So that was sort of what the public heard back in May of last year. The SEPA, the SEPA checklist that was provided was unsigned, undated. Do you happen to know if at some point the county had received a properly signed SEPA checklist?
I can dig through our file and see this particular project kind of got handed to me as a planner was stepping out the door.
Okay.
Right, kind of at this point in the process to finish staff report and get to hearing examiner.
Sure. So we'll try to sort that out. But then in terms of the staff report, you know, has your analysis, and then page 4 of the staff report has something it looks like you prepared that essentially, I guess, can you explain what that is to me, what page 4 here is?
Yeah, that should be our determination of non-significance. Yeah, again, I signed that for the assistant director. I'm surprised the verbiage of determination of non-significance isn't in there. We just say the environmental impact statement's not required.
Sure. Well, I guess so. What I'm saying is, back in the using the optional process, the county notified everybody, hey, this is going to be, you know, your only opportunity to comment on this proposal, and we expect to issue a DNS. Is this the S that was being discussed in May last year? Is that what this is meant to be?
That's what this is meant to be, yes.
Okay, so I guess I'm not worried that there are major environmental impacts here, just to be clear, but in terms of process, am I incorrect in thinking this needs to be properly signed, issued with an appeal period?
No.
What is your sort of thought process on this?
I do have a signed version from 19th of January 2022. I don't know why that's not the version that made it in the report. The verbiage is all exactly the same, and I can send this over to you.
Okay, sorry. So to be clear, 2 months ago, you did issue this, and there was no appeals, no comments?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay, let's get that into the record as an additional exhibit.
Definitely.
Okay, that clarifies things massively. Okay, so what I was worried about was we were going to have to leave the record open for a SEPA appeal period because it was unclear to me that this had ever been issued. So this is, okay, that helps clarify things. So Exhibit 6, we'll get it the properly signed version of this that essentially is the DNS that was issued back on January of 2022. Okay. Great. That clarifies things. Okay. And then in terms of, yeah, I think the report, sorry, the staff report clarifies kind of what's going on with the property. It's got, you know, it's encumbered by critical areas. The critical areas report details why it would be inappropriate for, you know, commercial agriculture. So all that's pretty clear, I think. I guess my only question in terms of the site is I have all the zoning information, but is the comprehensive plan in Island County coterminous with the zoning, meaning is this site under the comprehensive plan designated split zone right now and the comp plan needs to change, or what would ultimately have to happen with the comprehensive plan?
The comprehensive plan isn't going to need to be updated because these are both designated as rural lands, both of these zonings. Actually, all three, the commercial ag, rural ag, and rural are all designated as rural lands. So kind of the overall comp plan and the zoning, the land use designation won't change, just the zonings.
Got it. Okay, so the property itself under the comprehensive plan is zoned rural land as the sort of meta comp plan designation. And then the underlying zoning has a split zone, and the applicant is requesting to have it be all one zone, which is actually different from the two split zones. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay, so if I were to recommend approval and this went to the board, nothing would change in the comprehensive plan, which creates all kinds of other issues. They would just, if they agree, they say, yeah, we'll change the zoning, and there's no actual, you know, development being proposed. This is just a change of zoning. Is that right?
Just a change of zoning. That's correct. This won't need to go to the growth management hearings board or Department of Commerce or any of that.
Excellent. Okay. I think then that answers the questions that I had for county staff. Did you have any other members of county staff you wanted to call on before we hear from the applicant?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I believe the applicant has called in and they're identified as the number ending in 603. Is that Ms. Dozel?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for being here. I'm just going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And could you just spell your name for the audio recording?
If the last name is Dalzell, D as in David, A-L, Z as in zebra, E-L-L, and the first name is Susanna, S-U-Z as in zebra, A-N-N-A-H.
Great. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
So I know you hopped on just not too long after we started, but hopefully you were able to follow along everything we've discussed. And this is your opportunity to present any additional information you feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of before I issue a recommendation on the proposal.
No, I don't have anything to add. Just grateful that it's been a long process, and I'm grateful that we're getting to this point. So thank you.
Sure. I guess my only question for you is that if I'm reading the county staff report right, there were four recommended conditions of approval. Were you able to review the staff report that was prepared in advance of the hearing today?
Yes.
And do you see any issue with those recommendations?
No.
Excellent. Okay. Essentially, they just say if you're going to actually try to develop further, you'll have to adhere to the requirements of the new zone. So,
right.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Well, I don't actually have any further questions. in my notes for the applicant, but I do thank you for being here and being available to answer any questions. With that, we'll just see. As far as I can tell, we don't have any members of the public that have joined. Ms. Shaddy, is that accurate?
That is correct.
Okay, well, we do need to clarify just some things for my file, but to the extent that we can accomplish that, which is just get Exhibit 5 will be public notice of the hearing and information on that. Exhibit 6 will be the additional SEPA information, and we can include the original signed SEPA checklist as well, but essentially all the additional SEPA information. We'll get that in my file. But assuming we can get all that cleared up, I have no issue or see no problem with forwarding a recommendation of approval to the County Board of Commissioners. So I intend on writing a brief recommendation to the county, essentially making that recommendation once we get these additional materials in the file. So that will be my plan. As soon as we get those additional exhibits, I'll close the record, and within 10 business days, like I said, I'll issue a decision recommending approval of the rezone to the Board of Commissioners, and then hopefully that'll conclude the process. If they agree with my recommendation, I can't really see a major reason why they wouldn't, and hopefully that will be the end of the process for you, Ms. Dalzell. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So with that, we can end today's hearing. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.